Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Colossians 3:5-11. The Reverend Sean Dinser is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Colossians, the third chapter. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you. Sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Therefore, the old self, the old Adam, the old man, is to be put off. And the new self, the new Adam, the new man, Christ, is to be put on. This is the philosophy, if you will, the mind which Christianity bestows on us, which holy baptism gives to us. It's said quite plainly by Jesus Christ himself also. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever loses his life for my sake will keep it for eternal life. Paul here must contrast this way to many other philosophies and mindsets which were rampant in the congregation at Colossae, and this is why it may be helpful to hear what it is that comes before today's therefore that begins it all, so that we may know what and who our way is founded upon. The beginning of the chapter reads, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Since you will appear with Christ, who is your life, in eternal life with God's glory, put off now everything that does not fit and belong with that life. Put away what is worldly, what is tied to this earth, in other words, what is of this sinful flesh, what is subjected to the futility and the corruption of sin." St. Paul here is dragging all sorts of high-minded philosophers away from their mystical or their mental or their ascetic pursuits, back down to earth, actually, even though he's calling them to seek something above. It is just like what Jesus said to Nicodemus. If you've not understand earthly things, like being born again, then how will you understand truly heavenly and surpassing things? You cannot truly rise above this earth as some religions imagine. You cannot seek and peer off into the celestial places and find God. Jesus says no one has ascended to heaven except one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And this is the one who, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so himself was lifted up to draw all men to himself and to give them his eternal life from above. The Lord who has destined us for resurrection is bringing us back first to the cross, to mortification, to dying to ourself. If our life will be with Christ in God, then it will be a life just as the one who is crucified to himself and then is raised again. Now, St. Paul says that you have died, you have already been raised. Then he goes on to write about still putting off your members on earth as if there was more dying yet to do. Well, so Jesus also says that you must deny yourself and take up your cross, not just once, but daily. The way of baptism is the way of Christianity, not just a beginning. Baptism is not a matter of symbols and their study, what they might mean, not of mystical imagery. You've learned what baptism is from your Lord's words, who himself was baptized to fulfill all righteousness. You have learned that baptism buried you with him into his death in order that, just as he is raised, you may walk in newness of life. Your old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing so that you'd no longer be enslaved to sin. You've been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised him from the dead. This is how you have died and have been raised, even though you're not yet buried in the grave, nor are you yet living in paradise with Jesus. But that is why your life, your raised life, appears hidden now, and why daily this task of putting off the old self, of drowning the old man, of dying and taking up our cross again, continues. But what is hidden is manifested in that baptismal mind and that baptismal way of life, this way that is called Christianity, which includes what such baptizing indicates, that daily this old man would drown and die again, and continually that the new man would arise. Put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. The way of repentance is the way that leads to holy living. For our righteousness and our holiness are not our own doing, but they are a work of Christ by his Holy Spirit. You have put off, and you are putting off still, the old self with its practices, and you have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge after the image of its Creator. What image is our Creator bearing? If it is not the image of his Son, the crucified, set forward for all of us. Therefore, this way of life that we have, this putting to death sinful actions like immorality and sinful words like lying and slander, but also even putting to death those corrupted desires, that corrupted will that we have, that cannot simply be unwanted or unwilled, like anger, like covetousness, and like desires that are so close to who we are that we might even be tempted to say, this is who we are. This way of mortification, this depth of self-denial, it doesn't end until truly we bear the image of our Creator. This image, the image of a dead self, a dead man. When we come to the end of our life, that is when we will stop putting off the old self finally, and the work will be done. That's why our life is called now hidden with Christ in God, revealed fully only at the last day. But the reason for this is that it is revealed then not in our work, but in his. Even though he leads us to make a beginning in this mind and this way, even now, here in this putting on and being renewed after the image of Christ, he wishes to be all in all. St. Paul adds one more thing here, as he does also in Galatians when he talks about being baptized into Christ and putting him on like a garment. He says that there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but all are in Christ. Now, manifestly, all of these categories, these states of heritage and of body and of border and of economic status, they're here. Paul doesn't say that we're to ignore them, to say that there is no advantage to being a Jew, as he talks about in Romans, that there is no history, that there is no difference between peoples. He doesn't say, actually, that we should appreciate all of these different peoples, or that we should defer to the thing that we're not, that we should forget about preferring our own ethnicity and instead prefer somebody else's ethnicity to our own. And actually, it's hard to suggest that Paul is urging the church here to contextualize ourselves to this or that ethnicity either. Look at how he sets aside the Greeks with all of their philosophy, not adopting their language, except if he can use it as a stepping off point back to Christ, as he truly is. Look how he set aside all of the pagans, and yes, barbarians, certainly the wild Scythians, because sexual immorality, every form of wrath or raiding, these are condemned right alongside the idols to which they offer all the spoils of their earthly members. And Paul, just like Jesus did in the Gospels, most assuredly sets aside the risk that is most native to lifelong Lutherans when he sets aside all the risk in the of pedigree and formalism and the deadly attitude of the Jews that says, we are all of us offspring of Abraham here. We're all lovers of the Torah. We all love the Talmud. We know this. That means that we are free and we are clear to do as we please. Actually, St. Paul marginalizes all of these human claims and evidences for something entirely different, something new, the new man Christ who is all in all. Now, what could correct all of these misapplications and loves of human claims that do actually pry at us? The answer is the same that Jesus and Paul have given. Daily, in the way of the cross, in the way of repentance and of faith and of holy living, that we would live as the baptized, that we would put off all of those things and again be clothed richly in the forgiveness of sins with Christ Jesus, that we would remember our baptism as we have heard already this week. And this is the way that baptism works and indicates for us our entire life through, until at last our real life will be revealed to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.